I'll now hand over to Jenny.
We now have some health and sports stories. A National Health Service helpline for people in mental health crisis is being rolled out nationally after a successful trial in Norfolk. While in Norfolk, people will benefit from a new scheme called National Health Service Talking Therapies. Meanwhile, the cuts in disability payments to 1,400 people who receive home care in Norfolk are going to make their lives even more difficult. On the positive side, Norwich City gained their first win of the season away at Coventry, and Norwich wheelchair tennis player Alfie Hewitt made a good start in the Paris Paralympics. On Thursday the 5th, he was still in a strong position to win medals in both the single and doubles tournaments. Phil will now read the first of the National Health Service stories.
An NHS helpline for people in mental health crisis is set to receive a national rollout after it was successfully pioneered in Norfolk. The NHS First Response Service, which is available 24/7 through 111 option 2, was launched in the county during the COVID pandemic. The helpline puts callers directly in touch with a mental health professional who can offer initial support and signpost them to further services in the community. While many health organisations already have their own separate phone lines, this will be the first time these have been united under a single point of contact.
People living in Norfolk or Waveney will benefit from an improved new National Health Service mental health service. Those in the area experiencing anxiety or depression will have access to National Health Service Talking Therapies, which launched at the weekend. The service will be delivered as a partnership between Norfolk and Suffolk National Health Service Foundation Trust and the mental health charity Norfolk and Waveney Mind. Alex Michael, Interim Director of Operations at Norfolk and Waveney Mind, said, "This is a new innovative way of collectively providing vital early mental health support to the people of Norfolk and Waveney, and we are delighted to be involved in this important collaborative partnership. We look forward to working with our partners over the next 5 years to ensure greater equality in access to and experience of mental health services. I'm confident the new model will deliver effective therapies to many more people across our region. This transformative approach to operating National Health Service Talking Therapies is a major step forward towards our ambition that no one in Norfolk and Waveney should have to face poor mental health alone."
People affected by planned cuts to disability payments say it will take away any quality of life. More than 1,400 people who receive home care are due to be impacted by the changes announced recently by Norfolk County Council. The cash-strapped authority will reduce the amount of financial support it provides later this year as part of efforts to make £64.2 million in savings. But disabled people and their carers say it will push them over the edge, and the loss in funds will prevent them from being able to afford socialising with friends and family. The Minimum Income Guarantee, MIG, the income disabled people can keep for everyday expenses after the cost of council-arranged home care is taken into account, will be reduced from £187 a week to £171.25 a week. The changes mean the council's policy is now in line with the government's recommendations for the MIG. The County Council will be writing to those affected to explain how the changes will affect individuals. A spokesperson said, "We do understand that this decision, while necessary, may be causing concern among some of those affected. Some people's charges will not change, although some will have to make a higher contribution depending on their circumstances."
Angus Gunn has credited Johannes Hoff Thorup's brave half-time double substitution as the catalyst for Norwich City's first championship win of the season over Coventry. Borja Sainz's second-half goal came during a much-improved display after the break, as City enjoyed more control of the contest after Anis Ben Slimani and Oscar Schwarzstein had entered proceedings. After replacing Ante Kranach and Amankwa Forson, City possessed a better balance and retained control of the ball, allowing them to put Coventry under pressure while limiting their chances at the other end. Gunn praised the City's boss decision as key moment and turned the game into the Canaries' favour. City's first league win under the Dane arrived after weeks of improving performances following a dismal opening day defeat to Oxford United's earlier this month. The victory over Coventry felt like another building block being put in place as Thorup continues to implement his methods as City. Gunn feels it is a moment that has been inevitable after recent displays. I think it was a very good performance. In the last few weeks, it feels like it has been coming. In the last two home games, we got drawn, but we're on top in those matches. Coming away from home to get a clean sheet and 3 points is massive. We've done a lot of defensive work in training to be more solid, and we've done that today.
Alfie Hewitt wasn't hanging around after finally starting his Paralympic campaign in Paris. After 2 days of watching the action, top seed Hewitt, 26, took just 53 minutes to beat Israel's Sergei Lysov 6-0, 6-1 on the Philippe Chartrier show court. Japan's Daisuke Arai now waits in the last 16, the Brit benefiting from a first-round bye. I'm very happy. It's actually quite difficult when the tournament's been going on for 2 days and you've been on the practice court, said Hewitt. You just want to embrace it and get in the thick of it, and I've seen what the atmosphere's been like on all the courts, so I just wanted to get going. It was so much fun out there. It was one of the most enjoyable matches I've played. The iconic home of the French Open has been a happy hunting ground for Hewitt. Alongside longtime doubles partner Gordon Reid, they're unbeaten on the Paris clay since 2020. He also won 3 singles titles here, though the most recent was 3 years ago. It's a unique experience for us to have loads and loads of people watching and the noise been mind-blowing, so you've got to just enjoy it and not try to put the stress and pressure of winning. It's been an incredible few days and I hope more and more fans come and watch us throughout the week. It's very different from the normal French Open atmosphere. Top seeds Hewitt and Reid start their doubles campaign against Chile's Alexandro Cataldo and Brian Tapia, looking to upgrade their silvers from 2016 and 2020. Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Jenny Pierce. Tim Peters and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, 2 more sets of news, and 2 more features.